For many people, the biggest financial decision they face when they retire is how best to use their accumulated retirement savings to provide them with a sustainable income in retirement. Now, retirement is a complex event, and it can be overwhelming for many people. Making the wrong choice about retirement can literally mean the difference between living in comfort or having to continue working past retirement age. Joining us to help clarify some of the issues surrounding retirement is Faria Adam, Head of Retail Product Solutions at Momentum Investments. Hi, Faria. Thanks for joining us. Traditionally, people have a choice between a life annuity and a living annuity, each with its own unique features and rules. So maybe just explain what these are for those of our listeners who don't know and the benefits of each. Perhaps let's just start with the living annuity.
Sure. Hello, everyone. So with a living annuity, the main theme is flexibility. The client can choose investment components to suit their investment strategy, and they can tailor their income. Regulation requires a client to choose an income level between 2.5% and 17.5% of the investment value, but this can be adjusted every year. Now, one of the key consequences of a living annuity is that the client typically takes on all the risk. For example, if markets don't grow as expected and inflation is higher than predicted, there is a risk that the income a client can draw starts to fall in real terms. The money also needs to last for a person's lifetime. So if you don't strike the right balance between living and life expenses, or you are one of those people who live for a very long time, there may be the risk of running out of money to pay for even the bare necessities. Now, investment and inflation risk and medical advances that result in people living longer are really out of all our individual control. So clients choose a living annuity often think that the main risk is to die earlier than expected, in which case they want to be certain that they can leave some money for their beneficiaries. Now, this is because the remaining capital in a living annuity is paid out to the beneficiaries when a client passes on. But what people often understate is the risk of negative inheritance. So if a client lives longer than expected and runs out of money, then instead of leaving an inheritance to his dependents, which is often highlighted as one of the main benefits of a living annuity, he in fact becomes dependent on his family members, and this in fact becomes a negative inheritance.
Okay, so let's talk about the life annuity. That's an interesting one. So people with a living annuity living too long can result in a negative inheritance. Does the same apply with a life annuity?
Not at all. So the life annuity pays a guaranteed income for life. So it's really a very good match for clients' basic expenses. The client is not exposed to market volatility or the risk of living longer than expected because the income is paid out for life. These risks are actually all borne by the insurance company. And a life annuity is the purest form of protecting income because there's no risk to the client. It can be personalized to a degree by adding a level of income increases, by adding a guarantee term, or choosing to use a joint life option. But on the other hand, it doesn't have the flexibility that we spoke about with the living annuity. So some people require this flexibility to provide for more variable living expenses. And typically, there's no capital amount available on death to provide for an inheritance.
I guess we should not forget is that every person will have somewhat different needs and different objectives. So retirement planning is a very personalized thing, and you touched on that. What we also know is that South Africans are poor savers, and they often start to confront retirement savings only when they get closer to retirement age, often in their 50s. What are the different needs that people should be planning for?
So definitely, as you say, a poor savings culture, together with the impact of poor investment behavior or investment returns, is definitely a real risk to retirees. At Momentum, we think that advisors and clients should really be considering how to match a client's expenses during retirement. Now, there are different categories of expenses. Firstly, there are your basic life expenses that include things like having a place to live, medical aid, groceries, really your regular essential spending that you cannot do without. Then there are the living expenses, which are the things that we all like to do, like paying for a holiday, starting a small venture, contributing to a life event. But these living expenses must always come after your life expenses. And the third need is really the need to leave an inheritance. So it often features very strongly, this need to leave an inheritance, but it should really come after a client has covered the rest of his expenses. Now, the relative importance of these needs is a function of how much a client has saved before retirement. And this savings could be either inside a retirement savings product or outside through other asset accumulation. But this is the real need of a client during retirement. Now, a life annuity is typically best suited to meet a client's life expenses, those that he cannot afford not to have money for. And the growth assets, typically included in a living annuity, are a good match for a client's living expenses and the need to leave an inheritance.
Okay, let's wrap this all together. Even if people decide to use some of their retirement savings to purchase a life annuity and some to invest in a living annuity, they can end up with two separate retirement income products, and that makes it difficult to manage their income during retirement. Is there a solution to this?
Most often, people just choose one or the other. And in most cases, the sharing of risk decision is made at the time of retirement. So it becomes a once-off decision that affects the client's income for the rest of his life. Now, those who split their retirement savings between a living and a life annuity typically have to set up two contracts, which tends to be a cumbersome process, so we don't see it happening very often. But Momentum Wealth has recently reimagined our living annuity solution, which is called the retirement income option. So an advisor can now include a guaranteed income inside of the living annuity as one of the investment components. And he achieves this through investing a portion of his assets in our new guaranteed annuity portfolio. So you can still personalize the income by choosing annual income increases to protect the real value of the client's income and reduce his inflation risk. And you can also partially meet the need for an inheritance by incorporating guarantee terms and joint life options, but it's a protected portion inside of your living annuity. The rest of the living annuity assets can then continue to be invested in a variety of investment components to increase the capital value and offer more flexibility of income. The more it grows, the more optionality a client will have for drawing an income and for leaving a legacy. So effectively, what we are offering is growth and protection of income in one solution, with the balance between the two left to each individual. In addition, a client and advisor don't have to make this decision only at retirement. With the Momentum solution, they can choose when to protect some of the income and how much they want to protect at any point during the client's retirement.
All right, Faria, as a final question, where can people go to get more information about your new solution at Momentum?
So the best place to go to is our website, www.momentum.co.za, and look out for the reimagined retirement banners.
Faria Adam, Head of Retail Product Solutions at Momentum Investments, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.